Vote.je Candidate Manifesto.
St Helier North edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or Connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St Helier North, and very shortly you will hear from the 5 candidates standing for Connetab in your parish and the 6 candidates hoping to secure one of the 3 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier, and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.je for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m, and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.je.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority, or Vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. Here, in alphabetical order by last name, are the candidates standing for Connetab of St Helier, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or a member of a political party. Alvin Aaron, Independent.
Hello, I'm Alvin, and I'm here to do my best to win your vote in this coming election for Constable of St Helier. Born in St Helier, attended school in St Mark's School and St Helier Boys School. I am a married man with 2 very beautiful, amazing daughters, aged 2 and 6. I have had 5 successful businesses over the years, and my current business established 32 years ago. I also have traveled the world and lived for a while overseas, returning to my home Jersey in 1990. Doing business in Jersey in today's climate concerns me greatly. Ensuring the cost of living and quality of life can be very much improved. Too many of us are struggling with the cost of food and basic essentials, ever-increasing taxes, etc. And many of us islanders are existing, not living, in my opinion. If you elect me for the next 4 years, these are my objectives. GST or food products, supporting town business owners, town parking, traffic management, policing the streets, child poverty, and last but not least, sorting out this ferry fiasco that we are dealing with. In my opinion, the contract should be ripped up and thrown in the bin, the sooner the better. Thank you for listening. And your vote for me will definitely bring change to government.
Ina Gardner, Independent.
Hello, my name is Ina Gardner, and I'm standing to be Connetab of St Helier, because St Helier is my family home. My daughter plays in our parks. I walk our streets, use our shops, and I care deeply about every corner of this parish. For 7 years, as an Hele deputy, I've asked questions, I've listened, and I worked with you. Over 27 years in business and public life, I have a record of getting things done. As your constable, I will keep delivering for St. Helier. St. Helier leads Jersey, and when St. Helier thrives, Jersey thrives. St. Helier should be the most convenient, most exciting, and most welcoming parish to call home. I want your help to build a St. Helier where young families can afford to put down roots, where older and young residents feel supported and independent, where local businesses thrive and give our town center life. As your connetap, I will ensure your voices shapes decision. I will protect our green spaces, work to make in St. Helier affordable, parking fair, and create community spaces. Not just promises, but plans which are costed and delivered. I want everyone, no matter of your background, to feel that this parish is yours. By listening to your neighborhoods, we can create one joint up plan that brings us together and still keep unique character to every part of the parish. My commitment to you is simple. I will act, I will deliver, and I will be accountable. My name is Ina Gardiner, and I would be honored to serve as your next Connetap. So please vote Gardiner for Connetap on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Martha Chevalier, Independent.
St. Helier is more where I work. It's where I was born, where I'm raising my family, and where I'm fully invested in shaping its future. Having received 2,166 votes in my previous election, I remain grateful for your support. With that encouragement, I am once again standing as your independent candidate for Constable of St. Helier, and ask for your trust again. As a business owner, I bring practical experience and business skills to serve the parish effectively. If elected, my business partner will oversee operations, allowing me to serve St. Helier. I have a proven commitment to our parish, member of St. Helier's Counts Committee, a former centenary. These voluntary roles have given me valuable insight into how the parish operates, how decisions are made, money is spent, and where improvements are needed. You deserve a constable who is accountable, listens to you, and challenges decisions that are not in the best interest of St. Helier. I'll always put the parish first and provide a transparent, dedicated, and inclusive representation. My priorities are your voice to be heard, responsible finances, investing and caring for our community, disabled access and awareness, investing in young people, parking and roads provisions, protecting our environment and green spaces. Some of my island views include government spending, cost of living, education, future workforce. Please read my full manifesto to learn more about the key priorities and island views. It would be a great privilege to serve as a constable, your father of the parish, representing you with energy, integrity, and commitment. Your vote counts and will help shape St. Helier's future.
Rob Ward, Reform Jersey.
I'm standing for Constable St. Helier because our parish needs strong, visible leadership rooted in practical action. We need a constable who is present, principled, and committed to every part of our community. And over the last 8 years, I've served as a deputy for St. Helier and in this term as Minister for Education. Throughout that time, I've worked to deliver meaningful improvements for parishioners, always with fairness and community at the heart of what I do. I've consistently delivered for St. Helier, from introducing the young person's bus pass to support our families, to increasing the pensioners' Christmas bonus, securing funding from valued organisations such as Beresford Street Kitchen, so that vital services remain protected. And one of the most significant achievements has been winning the proposition for a youth centre in central St Helier and protecting the Gas Place site from overdevelopment, prioritising it for a much needed community accessible school and new parks. This ensures our parish, our children, have the educational and community infrastructure it needs for the future, whilst maximising our green space. I supported residential tenancy legislation to protect both tenants and landlords. As a non-government member, I asked more questions than any other member, because St Helier deserves a representative who never stops working. And as Minister for Education, I supported structural reform that will direct more investment into our schools, teachers and young people. I ended the teacher strikes on day one of my tenure, introduced school meals and expanded free childcare. I understand the challenges facing families in our parish. I've held regular drop-ins, remained easy to contact and supported residents with a wide range of issues. As Constable, I will continue to be approachable, available and advocate for every part of St Helier. So I'm asking you for your support so that together we can build a parish that is safe, welcoming and truly the jewel in Jersey's crown.
David Waugh, Independent.
Hello, my name is David Waugh and I'm standing for Connetable of St Helier. I want to really focus in on making sure we keep rates stable and low in St Helier, given that we have a cost of living crisis. And I think most parishioners would agree that's really important for them. The important thing for St Helier, though, is that we manage the finances in a stable and sustainable way. At this moment in time, under half of our income is, half the parish's income is through rates. We need to develop those alternative income levels by working with other parishes, by working with the states of Jersey, and to come up with other alternative incomes. And that will maintain low rates. My second area is around Millennium Park. We need to extend Millennium Park. We have 1,000 more residents who live in central St Helier, but no extension of green space. It's vital that we do that. I know there are debates around the school, but I think the priority has to be around developing green space and thinking about the well-being of parishioners who live in that particular part of St Helier. Then we need to focus on North St Helier, where we're seeing the new hospital being built and other buildings going up. There is a real concern up there that we're seeing piecemeal development. We need a plan for St Helier North. Let's sort that one out, let's talk to the planning department, and let's work out a big plan together which works for all those residents who live in North St Helier. And then finally, I want to talk about the economy and the role that St Helier plays in our economic sustainability. We must be encouraging businesses into St Helier. We need to focus on how we communicate with businesses, how we make it easy to set up and open up a business in St Helier. Areas such as alfresco, areas such as free alfresco periods, things like that. USPs such as using the Gerrier language a lot more so that visitors are find that interesting. The most important thing is that we get it right for residents, we get it right for visitors, and we get it right for all islanders. I hope you can vote for me on June the 7th.
Next, it's the candidates standing for Deputy of St Helier North. All six were invited to record a two-minute manifesto. You'll hear from five of them, beginning with Steve Ayer, Independent.
Hello, my name is Deputy Steve Ayer. I was first elected in 2018, then again in 2022, and I'm seeking re-election this year in St Helier North. There are a number of issues facing the new States Assembly over the next 4 years. The cost of living is a perennial issue, and I would seek to target support for those most in need. I would also like to see a reduction in fuel duty and a freeze on IMPO duty over the next year due to the disruptions in the Middle East. I would also oppose any waste charge being brought in, which would be inflationary. Affordable housing is always an issue, and I believe that we need a new island plan by 2028 to ensure that more brownfield sites and derelict greenhouse sites are made available for housing to ensure that our young Jersey couples can buy houses to get on the property ladder. The acute hospital at Overdale has been delayed yet again, and it has cost a huge amount in its formulation. We need to progress this project as soon as possible. All Jersey properties deserve to be connected to Jersey water, and this is a big problem in St Helier, and I believe that we should pressurise Jersey water to ensure that that happens. This year, senators have been returned, but I do not believe that having three elections on the same day is the way forward, and I would look to review this in the next term. But whatever the electoral system, I hope that you will turn out to cast your ballot on the 7th of June, and hopefully we will end up with the State Assembly that Jersey truly wants. Thank you for listening.
Max Andrews, Independent, did not record a manifesto. However, a written version can be found on the vote.je website and in the candidate manifesto booklet, which you should have received. Ian Barnes, Independent.
My name is Ian Barnes. I'm standing for deputy in St Helier North because Jersey needs practical leadership and it needs it now. I was born here, and having returned to live in the district, I care deeply about the future of our parish and our island. Over many years, I've built businesses, chaired public boards, and worked across community organisations. That experience has taught me one thing very clearly: if you don't act with discipline, urgency and accountability, things don't work. And right now, too much in government simply isn't working as it should. We are spending more than we generate, borrowing is rising, reserves are under pressure, and too many decisions are taking far too long. The cost of those delays is real. It's being felt by families, by businesses, and by islanders trying to plan their future. This is not a sustainable way forward. My priorities are clear: lower costs, pushing for faster decisions, and hold government and the civil servants accountable. That means cutting waste, improving efficiency, and making sure every pound spent delivers real value. It means ending unnecessary delays so businesses have certainty and families get answers. And it means restoring accountability so decisions are transparent, those responsible are answerable for results. I'm also deeply committed to tourism and hospitality industries that are central to Jersey's prosperity and identity. They deserve proper leadership at the highest level. When elected, I'll put myself forward to champion just that. Above all, I will be an independent voice for St Helier North, working for families, for local businesses, and for the prosperity and sustainable future of our island. Jersey must remain a place where people can afford to live, work, and build a life. I'm standing to restore confidence, bring better decision-making into government, and ensure Jersey remains strong, competitive, and affordable. If you believe it's time for stronger leadership, I would be honoured to have your support.
Victoria Lee, Independent.
I'm Victoria Lee, and I'm standing as an independent candidate for deputy in St Helier North. St Helier North is like a microcosm of Jersey, perhaps without the beach, but with so much of what makes this island special. Families, schools, businesses, and people from many different backgrounds. This is a busy, diverse, and growing constituency, and it is home to more than 1,500 children and young people in education. Here's what I believe. Jersey's one island. The decisions we make in education shape our economy. The choices we make about housing shape our workforce. The way we treat the most vulnerable shapes the kind of community we all live in. Nothing here is separate from anything else. That is our challenge, and it is our chance. I have two promises to make to you. The first is that I will collaborate across the Assembly, across this community. The second is that I will deliver. When I make my seat in the Assembly, I will measure every decision I make against the three things: who we are, where we live, and how we thrive together. For St Helier North specifically, I have four commitments. First, safer roads. I will see a proper school routes plan, clear pavements, safe crossings, and rear delivery dates. Second, green space. I will work with the new constable to reopen underused land and bring accessible playgrounds within reach of every family in this constituency. Our children need space to play. Our community needs places to gather. Third, I will hold a monthly drop-in surgery right across St Helier North. Your deputy should be easy to find, easy to talk to, and genuinely there for you. And fourth, education for all. I will be the deputy who treats education as the foundation of everything else we're trying to build. I am Victoria Lee. On Sunday, the 7th of June, I would be grateful for your vote. Together, we can help St Helier North thrive.
Kevin O'Connell, Reform Jersey.
Hi, I'm Kevin, your Reform Jersey candidate for deputy in St Helier North. I'm standing because residents in the district deserve practical decisions that actually improve daily life. Over the next 4 weeks, I'll be in the district, dropping leaflets, knocking on doors, and listening with intent to what matters to you. If you want to reach me directly, you can email kevinforsthelianorth@gmail.com or call 077-00-704-325. St Helier North deserves representation that reflects the district, not plans made without resident voices considered. We need inclusive, affordable homes, not unsuitable or segregated builds in areas that can't take them. Residents need reliable health and social care that is close to home, with stable staffing and shorter waits. Young people need better local options after 16, real pathways that fit our community. We want you involved from the start. Your ideas given a platform, your concerns given a voice, your lived experience makes a difference and creates solutions that will actually fit St Helier North. My commitment to you is that I promise to listen, to act, and to bring your voice into the Assembly with strength and consistency. Together, we will build a strong voice for St Helier North and turn the tide for all Islanders. I personally look forward to seeing you soon, both at the hustings on the 8th of May and at the polling station on the 7th of June.
Gerald Voisin, Independent.
My name is Gerald Voisin. I'm a business leader with over 30 years' experience, and I was a member of the States Assembly between 1999 and 2005. I know what it takes to run a competitive business, and I know what it takes to deliver results in the public interest. The reason I'm standing for election is because Jersey has three big problems that we must fix. The first is that the cost of living crisis hasn't gone away, and it's going to get worse. We need to address this by using state's policy to consistently bear down on inflationary pressures. We need to keep a check on housing costs, especially rentals, and enlist the help of the competition regulator to identify why markets are so expensive and remove barriers to bring prices down. My goal is a Jersey where wages go further and people can plan their futures with confidence. The second issue is that our island government has spent too much money. Last year, we spent £118 million more than we brought in through taxes. This is unsustainable. We need to address this by taking back control and reviewing our expenditure through all states' departments and be more realistic about what we can afford. And the third issue is that our island economy hasn't grown by more than inflation in 20 years. This is an appalling record. We need to rediscover our entrepreneurial spirit, remove barriers, cut bureaucracy, and rebalance the scales of risk and reward for our businesses. Jersey needs an economy that is competitive and that rewards risk-taking and hard work. My priorities are clear: to make Jersey more affordable, to restore financial management of our state's expenditure, and to grow our economy.
That's the candidates standing for either Connetab of St Helier or Deputy of St Helier North on Sunday the 7th of June. You can vote for one of the Connetab candidates to be your parish leader and for up to three of the candidates standing as deputy for your constituency. To hear from the candidates standing for the island-wide role of Senator, please do check out the podcast episode that features their manifesto recordings. Thank you for listening.